Swami Nikhil Anand is a disciple of Jagat Guru Shri Kripaluji Maharaj. He resides at Radha Madhav Dham in Austin, Texas, which is the U.S. ashram of Jagat Guru Kripalu Parishad. He travels America preaching the philosophy of Sanatan Dharma as taught by Shri Kripaluji Maharaj. In this series, he expounds the true meaning of Prem. He explains the difference between worldly love and love for God, reveals the secret of loving God the way the Rasik saints have taught, and tells the greatness of divine love or Prem Tattva.
Yasyaikani shvasitakalmathavalam Jivantiloma vilaja jagadandanatha Vishnur mahansa iha yasya kala vishesho Purusham tamaham bhajami Aho vakiyam stanakalkutam jighansaya Pyasadvi Lebhe Gatim Dhatriuchitam Tatonyam Kam Charanam Brajema Aho Chitram Aho Chitram Vande Tat Prema Bandhanam Yad Badham Tidam muktam brahma krida bhrigi kritam yo brahmanam vidadhati purvam yo vai vedanscha Prahinoti tasmai tagvangha devamatma buddhi prakasham mumukchurvai sharanamaham prapadye.
The Divine Souls. We'll have a few minutes of Nam Sankirtan, and after that, I'll continue on the topic of Prem.
Radhe Govinda, Govinda, Radhe, 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 Radhe. Radhe Radhe Govinda, Govinda Radhe, Radhe Radhe Radhe. Radhe Govinda, Govinda Radhe, Radhe Radhe Radhe. Radhe Radhe Radhe. Radhe Radhe Radhe. Radhe Govinda, Govinda Radhe, 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 Radhe Radhe Radhe. Radhe Radhe Radhe. Radhe Radhe Radhe. Radhe Govinda, Govinda Radhe, Radhe Radhe Radhe. Govinda, Govinda Radhe, Radhe Radhe Radhe. Radhe Govinda, Govinda Radhe, Radhe Radhe Radhe. Radhe Govinda, Govinda Radhe, Radhe Radhe Radhe. Radhe Radhe Radhe. Radhe Radhe Radhe. Radhe Govinda, Govinda Radhe, 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 Radhe Radhe Radhe. Radhe 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 Govinda Govinda Radhe 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 Govinda Govinda Radhe 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 Govinda Govinda Radhe 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 Govinda Govinda Radhe 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 Govinda Govinda Radhe 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 Govinda Govinda 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 Radhe 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 Govinda Govinda Radhe 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 Govinda Govinda Radhe 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 O Radhe 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 Govinda Govinda Radhe 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 Radhe
बोलिए श्रीमत सद्गुरु सरकार की। इन दिस डिस्क्रिप्शन ऑफ प्रेम द मेन थिंग वी लर्न्ड इज दैट प्रेम इज ऑफ टू टाइप्स। देयर इज डिवाइन प्रेम एंड देयर इज द अटैचमेंट ऑफ आवर माइंड व्हिच वी आल्सो कॉल लव। Divine prem is God's most personal power and it is only received upon complete heart purification. So that divine prem is in the possession of only two people, God and the God-realized saint. They have that. And they are willing and able to give it, but only into someone's heart which has been fully purified and made divine through the Guru's grace. So in order to purify our heart, when I say heart, I mean our antahkaran, our inner self, that needs to be purified. That is storing unlimited lifetimes of past actions, good and bad actions. All of our past sanskars, all of our vasanas, all of our desires, all of our attachments, it's all stored in here. All of that impurity has to be cleaned out. And even after it's been cleaned out, there's still one problem remaining. Our heart is still material. It's still made of maya. So you can't receive a divine power into a mayic heart. So we love God and Guru. We love Radha and Krishna, which means the attachment of our mind. We attach our mind to them and that purifies our heart. It happens automatically. You don't have to think about at what rate are the sins getting washed out of my heart? How is the process happening internally? No, you just attach your mind to them and it happens automatically because they're divine and you're bringing them into your mind. So, loving them is our part. We have to attach our mind to Hari Guru, and their grace will purify our heart. But even once it's been purified, it's still mayic. So that's as far as we can do on our own. That's what bhakti does, karni wali bhakti. We have to attach our mind to God and Guru. That purifies our mind. That's as far as our sadhana can take us. Then Guru does one more thing for us. He gives us Swarup Shakti, God's divine power. And that makes our antahkaran divine. That's the final step. Then he immediately gives Premdan. There's no delay at that point. The delay was previous to that, until we purify our antahkaran and then Guru can make it divine. The delay is from our side. The powerhouse is ready to give the power. And you're constructing a new house. So you're done with the walls and the roof and the floor, but you forgot you put the drywall up and painted everything, hung pictures, and you realize, oh, we forgot to put any wiring inside the walls. There's no electrical wiring. The powerhouse is ready to give the power. Where is it going to come? Or you put all the wiring, but you didn't put any fixtures. No light switches. No fixtures to put the bulbs. No outlets. The wires are there, but no outlets or fixtures or switches. Still, the powerhouse can't do anything. So there's no problem with the powerhouse. The powerhouse is ready. The problem is from our side. Once all the wiring is in place, all the bulbs and fixtures and outlets and on-off switches, then it's so simple. You just get permission from the power company, make the connection. As soon as it's connected, the power flows. But again, that electricity flows at what speed? At the speed of light. So there's some delay, it may be a fraction of a second, from the time you connect to the main power line until the lights come on in your house, there would be a fraction of a second delay. But there's not even that much delay in Guru's grace. The second our heart is 100% purified, the second we're fully surrendered, Guru graces instantly, simultaneously. And once Guru has made our heart divine, then he does the final step. He gives us Prem Dan. We receive that divine love power. And as well, it's worth keeping in mind that what class of that divine love power do we receive? That depends on our Guru. In the divine love realm, there are 8 main levels. There are further divisions within each level, but 8 main levels. Prema Bhakti is the lowest. Then comes Sneha Bhakti, then Mana Bhakti, Pranaya Bhakti, Rag Bhakti, Anurag Bhakti, Bhavavesh Bhakti, and the 8th and final one which a soul can reach to is called Mahabhav Bhakti. So there are levels within Mahabhav as well. The topmost level is not reachable by any soul. That level is only for Radha and Krishna. And even in that area, there's one area where only Radha is, and even Krishna can't reach that level. But souls can reach up to the first part of Mahabhav Bhakti. But which level of Prem you attain, and thereby which level of closeness you are going to receive with Krishna, that depends on your Guru. Because Guru is giving you Prem Dan. God doesn't do it. God doesn't give the divine love power. It's one of his spiritual laws. Nobody comes directly to me for that divine love. You come via the Guru. So I give divine love care of the Guru. He wanted to give divine love to Uddhav. Now, we're not at the same level as Uddhavji was, Uddhav Paramahans. He was a jnani, far above our level. Krishna couldn't even give him Prem Dan. He said, no, that's not how it works. He sent him to Braj to surrender to the gopis and make them his guru. So he surrendered to those gopis and they blessed him with Prem Dan. Then Uddhav knew Krishna's divine love side of his personality. So what type of Prem will Guru give us? It depends what he's attained. Whatever he has, that's what he can give. So if your Guru is of Prema Bhakti level, remember I told you about Kubja. Kubja loved Krishna with selfish desires. She only went to Prema Bhakti. So she went beyond Maya. All of her material desires, attachments, past sins, sanskars, everything was eliminated. Her mind was made divine. She went beyond Maya and she even went beyond the level that a jnani paramahans can attain. Because a jnani, what does he attain? Formless God, nirakar brahm. He doesn't even attain the level of prema bhakti. So if you come down farther, you have the mayic world where we are. We enjoy here in this world. There are levels of swarg, 10 main levels of swarg, which have the same kind of enjoyment we have here, but just it's better than what we have. Further multiplied, further refined, but still mayic enjoyments. If you go beyond Maya, the first level of divine bliss that comes is Brahmanand, the bliss of formless God. Beyond that is Aishwaryanand, the bliss of Sakar Brahm, God with form, but Almighty God, not loving God, not Krishna who plays with the gopis and Gwalbals. That is unlimited times greater than the bliss of formless God. And beyond that is what Kubja attained, the first level of divine love, prema bhakti. But there are seven more levels above that which a soul can attain. So depending what level your guru is from, that's what he gives you once you become fully surrendered and he gives prema dan. So we'll understand more about these levels either later today or tomorrow. We'll see how our time goes. For now, there's one more thing that we need to consider first. And that is that, in fact, how will we love God? The path of devotion is about loving Krishna. How is that possible when Krishna is Bhagavan? Bhagavan. Van means vala. The one who has bhag is Bhagavan. That's Shri Krishna. Aishwaryasya samagrasya dharmasya yashasa shriya jnana vairagya yoschaiva shannam bhag itirana Bhagavatam. Vedavyasji says, bhag is six things. So the one who has these six things, samagrasya, in that means anantasya, in unlimited amount, he is Bhagwan. Aishwarya. Aishwarya means power. So Krishna has unlimited power. Dharmasya, righteousness. He's perfect in every way. He has unlimited perfection. Jnana, unlimited knowledge. Vairagya, perfect renunciation. He has no attachment anywhere to anything. He has no need, no desire. Shri, it means beauty, wealth, in unlimited amount. And Yash, who is more famous than God, who is worshipped by all? So he has all six of these things in unlimited amount. And as I explained to you a couple of speeches ago, and also yesterday, we love those who are on the same level as us. You don't dream of marrying someone who is 10 times more beautiful than you. You know, I'll be lucky to marry someone who's 1.3 times more beautiful than me. You might set your sights that high. If I get lucky, I might get that much. But unlimited times more beautiful, like God? In other words, the question is, why would God love us? Or where are we going to find the courage to love such a God who has everything in unlimited amount? Even Arjun trembled before Krishna. He said, Krishna, I want to see your divine form where all of your powers are showing, your Aishwarya Roop. Please show me that. So Krishna said, are you sure? Yes, 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 show me. Okay, you asked for it. And he gave Arjun Divya Drishti. He gave him, because Arjun was fully surrendered to him, so he gave him divine power, divine eyesight to actually see and experience with his own eyes Krishna's almighty greatness. His divine godliness, which we read about, Arjun visually saw it. So what was his reaction? This is the reaction of a God-realized saint, not an ordinary soul. Disho na jane na labhe cha sharma prasida deveja devesha jagannivas. He said, Krishna, I'm completely disoriented. Arjun was trembling before him. He says, I find no peace seeing you in this form. It's amazing, it's awe-inspiring, it's unimaginably great, but I don't even know which way is up, which way is down. Krishna in that form is standing in front of Arjun. Imagine We can't even look directly at the sun in the winter like it is now. Never mind on June 21st at noon. If you look, you avert your eyes. It's too painful. It's too bright. Krishna, in that form, was shining like unlimited billions of such suns. What would be our reaction when Arjuna's reaction with divine eyesight was to tremble and be completely disoriented? He said, Tadeva me darshaya deva rupam prasida devesha jagannivasa. O Lord of the universe, please do not prolong this vision of your almighty form for too long. I prefer you in your friendly form as Krishna. So Krishna returned to his normality. So if that is Arjuna's reaction in front of Bhagavan, and that is Krishna, the verse I sang in my Vandana, Yasyaikani Shvasita Kala, Brahma is saying in his Brahma Sanghita, that how great is Krishna, Govinda, Adi Purush, whom I worship? Well, Mahavishnu, who is the Lord of this entire universe, his lifespan is one inhalation for Krishna. When Krishna finishes his inhalation, Mahavishnu's lifespan is finished. In other words, the whole universe is destroyed. When he takes his next breath, again, the universe is created. So when Mahavishnu, who creates this whole universe with a mere thought, so kamayata bahusyam prajayeti Taittiriya Upanishad, when that Mahavishnu is a fraction of Krishna's power, then how can we even imagine Krishna's divinity, his greatness? A fraction of Krishna's power descended as Narsingh Bhagwan. He came as half man, half lion, in order to kill Hiranyakashyap. So after he had killed that demon, and his countenance was like an enraged lion. That's what he was looking like, but not any lion, a divine lion with unlimited power. So imagine, just like we can't look at the sun, and God is unlimited times greater, brighter than the sun, imagine what would be our reaction seeing God in that form as an enraged divine lion. Never mind our reaction, even the devatas, the celestial gods who had prayed to him to come in order to get rid of that demon, Hiranyakashyap, they had a meeting afterwards, Indra and the other devatas, that, you know, it's only right, we should honor him, we should say some stuti, we should thank him for coming on our earth planet and doing this for us. Yes, yes, yes. But who would go first? Everyone will go, but someone should lead and say, oh, Prabhu, thank you so much, and you know, start the proceedings. Would Indra go first? No, no. Indra said in front of him like this, I don't have the courage to go. Look at, he's enraged. No, no, no. So they went to Brahma. He said, Brahma, you're his son. You create this whole Brahmand. It's your Brahmand after all. You go. No, no, I don't have the courage to go in front of him when he's like this. So they all went to Vishnu. Vishnu, you protect this Brahmand. I'm not going in front of him when he's like this. They went to Shiva. You destroy the whole Brahmand just by opening your third eye. Surely you can go in front of him. You won't be afraid. I'm not even going in front of him at this time. Lakshmi, his Srimati, his eternal consort, Lakshmi, who always presses his charan, they went to her. Surely you will lead us. She said, no, no, no. When he's in this state, even I won't go in front of him. Who knows? When someone is enraged like that, although God doesn't feel anger, but in that lila, He was behaving in that way. Nobody wanted to go in front of him until Prahlad stepped forward. He said, "What? What are you afraid of? This is my divine beloved. I'll lead you. Come, follow me." So 7-year-old Prahlad is going first, and behind him, Brahma, Vishnu, Shankar, Indra, all the devatas, they're following little Prahlad. And Prahlad had no fear. He said, "What? This is my divine beloved." He went in front of him, and when Narsingh Bhagwan saw Prahlad, his young devotee, standing there, then his countenance changed completely. There was no trace of anger left. He smiled at his devotee. He was so happy to see Prahlad in his giant hands. He picked him up, and Prahlad stood on one hand with both feet, and with the other hand he held his head and he danced in joy and cried tears to be with his devotee. But the point is that when God is in His almighty dignity or almighty greatness, we souls who have only a fraction of God's power, like I told you, we have Sat Chit Anand as well, but in such limitation. God has unlimited power. We have power, but very little power. God has unlimited knowledge. We have knowledge, but extremely limited. We have everything in limitations. Then how does this relationship work? Love is a relationship, right? It's not just a one-way street. You love the one you believe will love you back. That's how our mind works. So how will we love God? What do we have to offer? We have our body, for one thing. You doctors who are sitting here, you know what the state of this body is. We keep it looking nice from the outside. We wash it every day, at least once a day, sometimes more, depending what we've been doing. We keep it clothed in nice fabric. We put, you know, artificial scents, artificial fragrances on it to camouflage the real smell of our body. That's just the outside. The doctor knows what's inside. If you showed that to an ordinary person, they'd go running out of the room. But that's the reality. That's our body. So that's one thing we have to offer to God. And another thing, our mind is even dirtier than our body, if you can imagine that. Because the mind, as I told you, is the collecting place for all of our past thoughts, sins, desires, attachments. Imagine in a day how many negative thoughts do we have? Criticism, gossip, jealousy, anger. All of that is in here. So are we going to offer that to God or our body? What exactly are we going to offer? If someone, you know, if you could say, okay, his outside is fine, like an andar gadbad hai. You know, the inside is not so good, but the outside is great. Or the outside is not so good, but inside he's perfect. Then maybe we have something to work with, but jab bahar bhi gadbad aur andar bhi gadbad, so what do we have to offer to God? But Krishna, in His infinite kindness, knowing that no soul could ever be worthy, meaning what could that soul offer to Him? We have nothing to exchange with Him. So we could never be, quote unquote, worthy of Krishna's love. So He made a rule which He abides by. Ye yatha mam prapadyante tastathaiva bhajamyaham. He said, O souls, my children, it doesn't matter because I follow this rule. However much you love me, and in whatever way you love me, I love you the exact same amount and the exact same way in return. Barabar ka balance. So there's no problem. And history is full of examples that show that Krishna lives by this rule. I mentioned yesterday that he became Arjun's charioteer. He served Arjun in that way. In Braj, we have so many examples alone with the saints of Braj. these saints were not ordinary souls. They were God-realized saints. Brahma says, Asamaho, aho bhagyam aho bhagyam nandagopavrajaukasam yanmitram paramanandam purnam brahma sanatanam. Brahma is saying, how could I describe the greatness of these Gwalbals who have Purna Brahma, Supreme God, as their Sanatanam Mitram? He's their eternal friend. So you might think, maybe, okay, Krishna has this rule, so of course God follows the rules, he makes the rule, he's going to follow it. So those friends of Krishna, those souls who loved Krishna as a friend, they purified their heart, they became God-realized, loving Krishna like that, then they eternally got to enjoy that relationship with Krishna in the divine world. And then they come with Krishna on this earth planet to reveal those loving friendship leelas, Sakyabhav leelas on the earth planet so that ordinary souls can learn about it as well. So Krishna, since they loved him as a friend, Krishna has to love them back as a friend. So he must be a good actor, because God doesn't need a friend. God doesn't need any, think about it, look at the behavior with the Gwalbals. When Krishna loses a game, then the Gwalbals say, okay, you lost, so we had made the deal that the loser has to become a horse and the winner gets to ride on top of him. So the Gwalbal jumps on Krishna's back and digs his heels into Krishna's ribs like you do to a horse. Like that, giddy up, horsey, giddy up. And Krishna's laughing in happiness. Or they're having lunch together, the cows are off grazing, and all the Gwalbals get together and say, okay, what did your mother send you with? And Krishna's grabbing it from them. Oh, that looks good, give me that. Hey, that Gwalbal's eating maybe a gulab jamun or a laddu. It's half in his mouth, Krishna grabs it and says, that looks good, let me eat that. God is doing this to souls, having such a loving behavior with them. He must be a really good actor, because God doesn't need to have friends like that. Shri Kripaluji Maharaj says, no, it's very important to understand this point. Krishna is not acting. He is not only bound by that law, ye yatha mam prapadyante, he's also bound by the power of divine love, by that prema shakti. So that prema shakti works like this. When a soul loves Krishna in that way, let's talk about saints. When a saint loves Krishna in that way, like a Gwalbal loves Krishna, that Gwalbal is in possession of that prema shakti. His guru gave it to him. So he has it and Krishna has it. Now they're both under the effect of that prema shakti, and according to their love, Gwalbals have a sakya bhav, a fraternal friendship, love for Krishna. So they experience sakya ras. It's a type of divine love, just like the excitement and happiness you feel to be with friends in this world, but multiplied unlimited times. That's the sakya ras that the Gwalbals experience, and they're under the intoxication of that sakya ras when they're playing with Krishna. And Krishna is also under the intoxication of that sakya ras. So under the effect of that divine love power, Krishna does not even remember he's God. Nor do the Gwalbals remember that he's God or that we're just souls. How can we treat Krishna in this way? How could they? They couldn't. If they knew he was God, meaning if they were conscious of that fact, even though they know, but they're not conscious of it. They forget. If they knew that, or if they remembered that, then they would be so formal with Krishna. oh, let's sit him on a throne properly, do his aarti, sing some Vedic mantras in his praise. Where's the ras in that? That's what happens in Vaikunth Lok of Mahavishnu. The Sakhas, they don't want that kind of a relationship. That's like subject to king. That's a very distant relationship. They say, no, no, he may be king, fine, but he's my best friend. So the king in private, I'm sure he has friends. Everybody has friends. So in private, when he's not in front of all the subjects of his kingdom or, you know, his ministers and people in his royal court, in his private quarters with his best friend, he probably takes his crown off, acts like a normal person. And that's the king's favorite part of the day. He doesn't have to be formal, regal. He can just relax and enjoy being with his friend. So, does the friend treat him like a king? No. He probably even forgets he's a king. I grew up with you. I've known you since we were 2 years old. The friend probably scolds him, calls him by his childhood nickname. And the king doesn't remember that he's the king when he's with his friend. All he knows is, I'm enjoying being with my friend. So in the same way, under the effect of this prema shakti, Krishna forgets he's God, he forgets his Aishwarya, and the Gwalbals forget that he's God, and they don't even think that who are we to play with him. That's not even in a little corner of their mind. They forget totally. So Krishna's not pretending, he's not acting. He actually is in love with his friends. He actually is enjoying being with them. When he laughs, he's really happy. Same thing with Mother Yashoda. When that Jnani Paramahans, as I told you, I quoted a couple of days ago, exclaimed that, oh, Mother Yashoda, how did you get such a power to tie up Supreme Brahm? She had tied him up to the ukal. How did you get such a power? There's no being in this whole universe or even in the divine world who has such a power to tie up Krishna. What power do you have? Well, she has the power of divine love. So since she loves Krishna with vatsalya bhav, vatsalya ras, under the effect of that vatsalya ras, which is even higher than sakya ras, actually, Mother Yashoda has no consciousness of the fact that Krishna is God. And Krishna has no consciousness of that fact either, because she loves him as her son. So what is the effect on Krishna? She's my mother, and I love her as a mother. Can you imagine? You all know how much your little children love you. Pure, innocent love they have for you. Total attachment of their mind for you. Can you imagine if Krishna loved you like that? That's what he does. If you love him as your child, he really loves you like a mother or father, not pretending. He's not a big person acting to be a little boy. He forgets his divine knowledge, and all he knows is, I'm a 6-year-old or I'm a 3-year-old, however old you want him to be. That's it. So that much knowledge he'll have. How much knowledge a 7-year-old has, that much Krishna will know. He's not pretending to act like a 7-year-old. He is a 7-year-old in that situation. And when you scold him, he'll really be afraid. He's not pretending when Mother Yashoda holds the stick up and Krishna trembles and cries, Mother, no, no, I didn't eat the earth. I didn't eat the mitti. He's not acting, he really is afraid of his mother. So this is the beautiful effect of that divine love power, and this is the effect of Krishna's promise to all the souls that however you love me, I love you exactly the same way in return. And it's very important for us to keep this in mind. Otherwise, we become disheartened. You know, I've heard many people tell me that it sounds good, what you're telling me sounds nice, this idea of God realization, but it sounds a long way off. It sounds unrealistic for me in this lifetime. But if you know this side of Krishna's personality, why would it be unrealistic? It's in your hands. You want Him to love you, love Him. It's so easy. You want a little bit of love from Krishna, love Him a little bit. You want a lot of love from Krishna, love Him a lot. In the world, we spend our whole life wondering, does this person love me or not? If they love me, how much do they love me? We're not antaryami, we don't know what people think. And people have different nature. Sometimes there are people who show their love. Other people feel love inside but don't show it on the outside. Even the gopis. If you look at their behavior, sometimes you would get confused that do they love Krishna or are they against Krishna? When in fact there's nobody who loves Krishna more than the gopis. Yet they're saying, Chora jara shikho manihi. Oh, Krishna is the topmost thief and the topmost flirt. The gopis are saying this about Krishna? Imagine, one gopi, Shravaso kubalaya makcharno ranjana muraso Mahendra manidam. This gopi, in loving remembrance of Krishna, wants to wear everything blue and dark colored because Krishna's complexion is dark. So she puts kajal under her eyes. She wears blue ear pendants. She wears a sapphire necklace. She wears a dark blue sari. Everything blue. Then later on in the day, she's taking everything off. I don't want to see anything blue or anything dark that reminds me of Krishna. She's throwing her ear pendants. She's taking her sapphire necklace off. She changes her sari to some other color. Another gopi says to her, what are you going to do about your hair? That's black. Dhuli dhurita mastake. She takes the dhul. She takes the dust, the brajraj, and she's putting it on her hair to change it to white. So, love is like this. You can't tell by someone's behavior what they're thinking in their mind. Love is expressed in different ways. Sometimes ruchna is love. Sometimes manana is love. Sometimes talking is love. Sometimes staying quiet is love. Sometimes showing your affection is love. Sometimes hiding your affection is love. Love is not bound by any particular type of behavior or any particular words. It's an enigma. You can't really define it. So we can never know what anyone is thinking in this world, how much they love us, if they love us, and we spend our whole life stressed out about this. We pass our whole life worrying. But we have no reason to worry when it comes to God or to Guru, because Guru is also bound by this law of Krishna. He also abides by that law. So in fact, their love for us is in our hands. Isn't that nice? Wouldn't it be nice in the world, although we understand that worldly love is something we're going to rise above, but if you asked anybody in this world, if you love someone, would you like to have the power to make them love you back in the exact same way and in the exact same amount? Who wouldn't say yes? Well, you have that power over Krishna. Bichari. He doesn't have a choice. Imagine, in the world you have a choice. Oh, no, no, I'm not going to love this person. This person is not of my standard. I can do better. Or I don't like this thing about that person. With Krishna, he has no choice. It doesn't matter how beautiful or ugly someone is, whether they're highly educated or illiterate, whether they have all the good qualities, no good qualities. It makes no difference. It's in that person's hands. If you love him, he loves you the same amount and the same way in return. And it's the same thing for Guru. You never have to imagine, how much does Maharaji think of me? Does he ever remember me? Does he know who I am? You don't have to ask that question. Ask yourself this question. How much do I love Him? That's your answer. At least you know He loves you at least that much, more than what you love Him. So loving God is the easiest thing. It's much easier than loving in the world because you have nothing to worry about. You love Him and you're guaranteed that He's going to love you in return. And you also have the guarantee that His love for you is selfless because He has nothing to gain from you. He has no personal interest involved, but He wants the best for you. But there's one situation where this law fails, where God fails to meet His own law, ye yatha mam prapadyante. This is in the case of the gopis. The gopis' love for Krishna was so great that Krishna could not return it. Now, you'd think it would be simple math, right? What? However much they love you, you love them the same amount in return, bas ho gaya. It's simple, plus and minus, balance. But there's one reason that Krishna actually declared Himself to be indebted to the gopis, that I can never be free of your debt. So what that reason is, we'll find out tomorrow when I explain more about the greatness of the gopis and the different kinds of gopis who were there in Braj during Krishna's dissension. So we'll finish with a little bit of kirtan. You can hand out the sheets.
लागी नहीं छूटे अब कान्हा लागी नहीं छूटे अब कान्हा गुरु ने जनाया अब जाना यह कान्हा जनाया अब जानाया कान्हा तू ही मेरो साचो यार कान्हा साँचो यार कान्हा चाहे निज उर ते लगाले मोहि कान्हा आहे निज उर ते लगाले मोहि कान्हा चाहे ठुकरा दे मोहि कान्हा छूटे अब कान्हा लोक जाय चाहे पर लोक जाय कान्हा लोक जाय चाहे पर लोक जाय कान्हा उरते न जाय मम कान्हा 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 न जाय मम कान्हा 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 रागी नहीं छूटे अब कान्हा 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 ललित त्रिभंगी छवि तन ललित त्रिभंगी छवि तन मन कान्हा ललित त्रिभंगी छवि तन मन कान्हा भाय गई कान्हा 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 भाय गई कान्हा 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 चितवनी हसनी गवनी रस कान्हा चितवनी हसनी गवनी रस कान्हा एक बड़ी कान्हा 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 दिखते एक बड़ी कान्हा 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 लागी नहीं छूटे अब कान्हा 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 अब लो रह्यो रंक अब कान्हा रह्यो रंक अब कान्हा पायो पारस कान्हा 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 आयो पारस कान्हा 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 अपना बनाया तो ही पिय तू कान्हा अपना बनाया तो ही पिय तू कान्हा अपना बनाना बना कान्हा बना कान्हा लागी नहीं छूटे अब कान्हा निज सुख चाहूं नहीं सपने हूं कान्हा निज सुख चाहूं नहीं सपने हूं कान्हा नव सुख कान्हा चाहूं नित तव सुख कान्हा चाहूं नित तव सुख कान्हा कान्हा चाहे या न चाहे कान्हा चाहा करूं हूं कृपालु कान्हा 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 लागी नहीं छूटे अब कान्हा नहीं छूटे अब कान्हा 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 कान्हा
बोलिए कृष्ण कन्हैया लाल की।